Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
And Charlie Pierce is here, the Ellsworth City Manager, and he has, his Finance Director, Ashley Brown, is here with you today. So, as always, you've got a lot to unpack with us.
An incredible amount to unpack, Paul, and I was just talking to your team here about, because Cara was on and talking about the growth and the new tractors, supply stuff. Just so great to be in Ellsworth. I was doing some data analysis recently. There's 37% growth in population since 2000.
Wow.
That's,
Holy cow.
27% higher than the main average. That's 10% higher than the U.S. average. So that, just think about that for a bit. I mean, I think that's a lot of the change here. Well, that's a growing tax base, so that's good news.
Yeah. Right? Well, if you look around between the construction and just all the project, there's stuff going on all over the place. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and I was actually doing some more. Like, we've grown by more than Augusta and Bangor combined.
Really?
Our growth rate in terms of total population, not just percent, is closer to Portland, Maine than really any of the other big cities around here. So
there's reason for that.
It's putting a lot of pressures in the system. You know, this is kind of, Ashley's going to talk about some finance. We had a tough audit for the fiscal year 2024 that we just finalized and got caught up on, I wasn't here for only 3 months in that most of that year, but it really accurately describes kind of what we walked into. A lot of my job is the blocking and tackling of government and reestablishing trust in government. You know, I think a lot of the kind of growth kind of grew beyond the finance department. And, you know, we've done a lot of things like, you know, standardizing hiring policies. We've implemented performance reviews for all the staff and SMART goals. We're doing a ton on capital improvement planning. But the thing that I really am most proud of in the organization, I talk about it a ton internally, not as much externally, but I think it's important. It's, as one of my mentors once said, you can bore people, but you can't ignore them. And, doing, over the last year since I've been here, we've done an incredible amount in our finance department. And I want Ashley to talk a little bit more about that. She's been an enormous piece of that effort. I think when I arrived, and kind of asked for the budget processes, it was basically kind of on a $50+ million budget, random Excel sheets from all in different formats from different departments being handed to city councilors 10 minutes after the finance meeting had already started. And so we did a huge transformation of our processes. You know, the accounts were completely unreconciled, multiple years behind in the audits. And I kind of thought it was like a teenager, that sort of runs without a balance checking book. And, if you don't get that blocking and tackling done, you're not going to be able to succeed as an organization and do all of our other big things and reestablish trust in government. So it's been a huge focus over the last year and a half. And Ashley, when she comes on next, she's going to talk a little more about some of the things we've been changing around there.
All right. Sounds great.
Fantastic.
And part two of City Scene coming up next on Star 97.7.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
Well, part two, Charlie Pierce and Ashley Brown are here. And, Charlie, you're saying when you took over the new position, like with any job, when you take things over, you either find things that maybe were let out of line or just the fact that you do things differently. So you had quite a challenge in the beginning, didn't you?
Yeah, a challenge, but I think like what makes good entrepreneurs, it also makes good government employees. You see problems as opportunity. Challenge is opportunity to make a big difference.
Right.
And, in the Baker administration in Massachusetts, I don't know if it's Governor Baker or his chief of staff, Steve Cage, used to talk about, like, everything in government is broken all the time. You find the thing that's broken the most, that affects the most amount of customers, you fix it, you move on to the next one. And, oftentimes you'll find yourself fixing the thing you thought you fixed 2 years ago. And having open, honest conversations about that, and you build great teams of people that are hell-bent to fix tough problems. And it's one of the reasons Ashley, she'll talk a little bit more about that. She's in this room right now. She was our accounts payable person. She's now our deputy finance director. And we created a war room to really solve the budget. Like within 2 weeks, we put my desk, we put six other desks in the conference room, and we just sat there for 6 weeks, redid the budget from scratch, redid everything. And Ashley was just critical to that. She was the one to point out tough problems, honest conversations. And with that, I'll send it over to Ashley, our deputy finance director.
Hi.
Morning.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, so we, as Charlie mentioned, we did a full budget rebuild in the war room. That was an incredible part to the start of redoing our finance department. We have a new budget software. We cleared a huge audit backlog. We have staff stabilization. Our staff in the finance department is amazing. We have two accounts payable, our finance director, Nate Moore, myself. We're redoing financial policies and procedure updates constantly.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, it must have been really overwhelming in the beginning when you had to get all the desks together. You knew the mountain you had to climb.
Yeah, we were faced against some challenging issues in that war room.
But look where you are now. It really paid off.
Yeah, we have definitely seen the light at the end of the tunnel.
Excellent.
Yeah, and I'd say... you know, one of those pieces, like, you know, this is an eminently solvable problem. Took about 5 years, it seems like, in terms of when things started to go off the rails. So we've made an incredible amount of progress. And also, Ellsworth used to win national awards in finance. I know when Tammy Moat is a counselor. Sadly, she's not running for re-election, but she's been a big part of that, as well as Michelle Beal, and like really helping guide this group to get things back to when 2015 they won a national award for their finance department. And one of the things I love most about Ashley and Nate and Leia and Deb is like we want to get that award back on the wall. So we put that up. We put a little sticky note for next year to
nice goal.
Yeah, we'll be submitting our budgets. Are the things are very transparent. We got to 2.9%, which is an inflationary increase this last year. We are trying to keep fiscal responsibility at the core of everything we do.
All right. Well, thank you, Charlie and Ashley.
Great.
And that's City Scene on Star 97.7.